This is the daily text for Tuesday, May the 17th, 2016. 19 reasons to step up your asking, seeking, and knocking game. Matthew 7, 7 through 8. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Consider this. Asking and seeking and knocking. Number one, renounces unbelief. Number two, requires humility. Three, crucifies pride. Four, forges persistence. Five, animates patience. 6. Creates dependence. 7. Clarifies need. 8. Kills apathy. 9. Bolsters faith. 10. Squelches doubt. 11. Releases anxiety. 12. Fosters trust. 13. Risks vulnerability. 14. Rewards audacity. 15. Ceases passivity. 16. Stretches possibility. 17. Enriches imagination. 18. Foments movement. 19. Opens the way for on earth as it is in heaven. Wesley had something to say about this. Oh, how meek and gentle, how lowly in heart, how full of love both to God and men might you have been at this day if you had only asked, if you had only continued an instant in prayer. Therefore, now at least ask and it shall be given unto you. Ask that you may thoroughly experience and perfectly practice the whole of that religion which our Lord has here so beautifully described. It shall then be given to you to be holy as he is holy, both in heart and in all manner of conversation. Seek in the way he hath ordained, in searching the scriptures, in hearing his word, in meditating thereon, in fasting, in partaking of the supper of the Lord, and surely you shall find that pearl of great price, that faith which overcomes the world, that peace which the world cannot give, that love which is the earnest of your inheritance. Knock, continue in prayer and in every other way of the Lord. Be not weary or faint in your mind. Press on to the mark. Take no denial. Let him not go until he bless you. And the door of mercy, of holiness, of heaven shall be opened unto you. A-S-K. Ask, seek, knock. There is no other way. The questions. Number one, what keeps you from asking God for help? Number two, what keeps you from persisting in asking God for help? And number three, think of asking and seeking and knocking as taking initiative without taking control. Does that make sense to you? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.